QMD Mobile Monitoring 26.
Well, which way are you heading north this morning, Rick? In 8 DMH.
Going up to 31. I just came out of the hole of the bottom of Forts Lake. Interesting, though, as I was driving out of my driveway and keyed up to 6, the 19 and the 74 were trying to respond to me. I wasn't getting the signal from the 26. It's kind of interesting.
Well, if you're scanning on the 7500, it doesn't have multiple receivers. It just has one. And the way it lets you monitor multiple frequencies is it just switches that first receiver a whole bunch of times. So it was likely stopping on one of those and sticking there because there was a signal there and not going to the 26. So you're also on the local receiver, and it's having a hard time hearing you. Do you have the remote one programmed in there?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I have the remote one programmed in. It's, well, wait a minute. I'm on my mobile, I say.
Yeah, I was going to say, when you were first trying it, you were all noise, so I figured you were on, and I could tell you had it had the higher courtesy tone. The high courtesy tone means you're on the local receiver, and the low one means it's either internet traffic or you're on the remote one.
Yeah, I had switched to that. I didn't know if it was better in Traverse City or not. I don't know if you've driven much yet, but the turn highway was slick. I came around the corner that you turn just before you go down the Torch Lake, and I did a drift around the corner.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. I believe it's pretty slippery out there. I've been listening to Road Commission a little bit. Only bits and pieces because I can't stand listening to them for a prolonged amount of time, but just to get an idea of how the roads are, and it sounds not pleasant out there. So, yeah, the remote receiver is not going to work well for you. Once you get south of Acme, That's when you want to switch over to the local receiver. But if you're north of Acme, the remote receiver is going to be fine. So just keep that in mind.
Okay, yeah, I switched over while we were talking, so I'll have to program in two channels, one with each. That might be better. Acme. Where the heck is Acme? I know where it is, but I don't remember. Acme's down off the 72.
And just off, so it's at the intersection of 31 and 72 there is where Acme's at. So once you're, I mean, you can use it, like, maybe to Holiday Road or just down to 5 Mile. I mean, you can probably use it along the bay. I wouldn't. There's no reason to. But yeah, that would be my switching point right there, so.
Hey, Toby, go ahead. I'm going to go back to paying attention to driving. I got some slippery conditions here, so. KI7, QMD, thanks for all your hard work, Drake. I'm going to let you go.
Yeah, it's 31 degrees here, 31, so it's nice enough. And, yeah, I'm listening to the scanner as well, too. Good morning, Drake. How are you this morning?
Currently drinking some coffee before I gotta leave.
Welcome to the coffee club. I just had a cup of coffee, too. Yeah, I gotta be up early, too. I gotta go in and... He's back for vacation, so we have a powwow this morning, and then I gotta go food shopping. I don't know. Otherwise, not much going on. Where are you heading to today? North, south, east, or west? Or is it a dealer's choice?
Well, first I got to go to the shop and go to the dealership with my boss to grab one of the vans that was worked on and then bring it back, and then after that I'm headed back to Petoskey again.
Oh, okay, you're doing okay, yeah, there you go. 8-6 sounded horrible this morning. Jim couldn't make it, I couldn't make it. It's just, that thing's getting nasty.
Well, we are in the hands of the moisture in the world right now. So once the temperature figures out what it wants to do, if it wants to stay above or below freezing, it'll kind of figure itself out. But when it keeps switching between, that's it's going to continue being like that. It's nothing configuration-wise with the duplexer or the repeater itself. It's outside issues.
I think we may have bought the wrong coax. I mean, it's doing the same thing it did before. When it gets like this, it's doing the same thing, so I don't know. There's something, I think we're getting some bad coax this last time, but maybe it's time to change that coax again, because it has been up there, what, almost 10 years or less?
Age really shouldn't matter. Condition is what matters. And we've swept the lines with the service monitors multiple times. And everything's in really good shape. There's really low reflected power. There's nothing popping out to us on the distance default reading. We're seeing all the coax. We're seeing the polyphase. Everything all the way up the tower. Everything looks good. I think we're just falling victim of external interference that we got to narrow down where it's coming from and see if we can do anything about it. That's what it is. And I have my suspicions. I'm not going to say it over the air. And if it is what I think it is, then there's not a whole lot we can do about it, and unless the whole thing moves to a different place.
I get you. Yeah, I understand. Okay, thanks. Yeah, no, but I mean, man, Jim and I both, Jim couldn't hear him, and Jeff was in the middle trying to listen to both of us, and he drove Jeff off the air right quick. Yeah. I like it over here more. This is more, we got more here. Okay, yeah. Well, let's see, not much going on, like I think. Just deciding if I want to add some new programs onto the laptop or not. I want to see about, I got to find the APRS software I can put on there, I can see everybody. And then I got to figure out my lat long. I think I probably got to put the lat long in the, any tone, because it's got me all tan, so I got to figure that out, or I'm going to call BridgeCom and ask questions. So yeah, well, let's see, hey, it's almost Friday. You get to Friday's almost here.
Yep, it's almost here. So anyway, all right, I gotta get moving. I gotta run into the shop, so I'm gonna start the car and get moving out of here. Any damage?
Hey, always good to talk to you, my friend. We'll talk to you later. KCAVSU.
KI7 QMD Mobile, just giving a checkup on the 2-6. I'm going to reply myself. I got some good power going north here, at least on the receive side. Wow. Nice job, Drake. I'm going to go back to listening. GMH mobile.
Rick, are you still mobile and along?
And 8 GMH mobile.
Good morning, Drake, ACATG. I just heard him call.
Oh. Well, okay. I don't know where he is.
His APRS says just north of Eastport.
Interesting. Maybe his radio stopped on something, and the way that radio scans, I'm not a huge fan of. It just kind of, it's only got the one receiver, and he uses that receiver for APRS, and if you have it on dual watch, it's also responsible for receiving the new frequencies that you're trying to monitor. Or if you're also scanning while doing APRS, oh, yay.
Hey, just FYI, today, it's interesting, East Bay's Digi there is sending signals all over Michigan, so there must be some propagation openings, so take any reports with a grain of salt. It's interesting that East Bay is signals are going to Saginaw.
Well, with the temperature changing so much, I'm not surprised. There's probably some crazy temperature inversions going on right now.
Yeah, I did have a thought. You're ready for a real strange question about your remote receiver on East Elmwood?
Go for it.
You know how most of the stations, if there's a double on the link, you can hear both of them out. They blend the signal together. Are you able to do that with the two receivers for the Traverse City? Could you blend both of them together?
It already does, but you're going to have doubling artifacts anyway because they're both on the same input frequency. So if both receivers are hearing the same signal, regardless of what receiver you're going into, if, say, one station's on 114.8 and the other station's on 107.2, and both receivers are hearing that signal to some degree, you're going to get doubling. It'll play the audio from both receivers. You'll get that, but it's going to sound real nasty.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that because the squelch would be opened on both receivers somehow. I don't know how the PL squelching would work, but it would somehow open both receivers, I guess, is what you're saying?
It would, yes, hypothetically, if the signal going into the remote receiver, the 107.2 signal, is stronger than the other signal, which is 114.8, which would be going into the local one. Let me turn this radio down. If those signals were strong enough into their respective receivers, then yes, it would open the squelch on both. But if the 114.8 was stronger than the 107.2 on both the local and the remote receiver, the that 114.8 one would win and probably just mute the remote receiver because it's only listening for 107.2.
All right, well, my only thought is since you're kind of acting as a remote receiver rather than voting, that you'd actually even change the input frequency on your Elmwood. That might solve the problem there.
I would, but then when you take something that's not quite standard anymore, then nobody can figure it out, and then nobody's going to use it. So that's why I'm just going to have to leave it that way for now until I get the voter figured out. Programming on a lot of radios, programming a non-standard split is a real pain in the butt, and nobody's going to want to deal with doing that.
Excellent point. You've kind of thought this through. So, okay, well, I'll let you drive. ACATG, and maybe Rick will jump in again.
Have a good one, Mr. Jim. And 8 GMH mobile.
DMH Mobile.
KF8DNS. Radio yet to know how to respond. I figured that would be the case. Working like a champ, though. Oh, I figured it would. Yeah, so far I'm loving it. I tried to turn off the ATRS message, status message. And it says it's off, but ATRS.fi still shows it as yours. So I don't know if that's a time thing or what's going on there. I can confirm I am not driving a BMW right now. No, ATRS.fi just takes a while to figure it out. Based on your beacons here, let me look real quick. The only thing that's lingering for me is the frequency, but that's what APRS IS-32 does. It doesn't show a status text for you.
Yeah, I mean, I've spent all of about 5 minutes trying to configure it, so I'll play around with it more at the end of the day, but
no, it's working good. That front-facing speaker is kind of awesome.
Yeah, it's definitely got a nice loud audio. This van is noisy as heck, and coming right over top of the noise.
You can hook up an external speaker, and you can do a whole bunch of DSP, like low-pass filter, high-pass filter to each of the control head speaker, the external speaker. You can do, like, audio delay between them, so that way if they're out of phase, you can bring them back into phase. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, very nice.
No,
I'm happy. I like it. What are you on right now? What repeater?
I'm on 1.9, and it sounds like you're on the 7.4.
Yeah, I'm getting some weird packet loss. I don't know if it's from the 7.4 or what's going on.
I would have to imagine there's probably ice and stuff built up on the dishes that's melting.
Yeah, let me switch over to the 1.9. All right, APX.
Okay, I'm on the 1.9. Yep.
I'm headed to Vanderbilt right now via Indian River, so that's why I was started out on the 7.4. But 1.9 is just as strong when you actually have a mobile.
Yeah, the 1.9 will make it all the way down there.
All the difference it makes when you got an external antenna and 50 watts power.
Right? Well, now we got to go over to Crossroad and replace the APRS radio because it's putting out, like, flea power.
Yeah, I notice I only hear it in Tanoski.
I think
that old Kenwood finally gave up the ghost.
It had a hard life. That thing has been an APRS digipeater for as long as I can remember. Yeah, and I think we left it at only medium power, so... Although the fan went bad, so that probably killed it. Well, that, it's on the highest thing in, like, a four-county area, so it gets nonstop abuse. Yeah, it's been, I'm hearing it all the time. It's really weak, but it's transmitting, like, all the time. Yeah, it definitely gets abused, so I'm not surprised that it's dead. Yeah, I've got a GM300 or a 1225 we can put in there. And then that'll probably go for another 5-6 years, and then it'll die. We just got to put a new one in there. I've got more GM300s than I know what to do with. My fire chief just gave me 3 more. Like, hey, you want these radios? I have them in a box. They've never been used. I'm like, yeah. I'm going to start using them as paperweights and stuff like that. Oh, I have got the dealios to plug into the back of those to interface them to stuff, so we can use them for things. If you think about it, will you bring me one of those at some point? I want to build a simplex node for when I'm traveling out of state. You might want to get a Shari node for that. It's nice and compact. You can just power it off of a USB-C and a Pi. I don't want to spend money. I just did a lot of it. Oh, yeah, okay. As much as I'd like to, I don't know what something like that costs, but GM300s are free. I think I got my Shari for like $70. I guess that's not too bad. What's it called? Or how do you spell that? Shari. All right. I'll look at one. Yeah, get the fully assembled one. If you get the kit one, then you have to solder the SA-18 radio chip down there, and that's a real pain in the butt. Okay. Yeah, I'll look at it. Maybe I'll get one. Or maybe I'll just build a repeater. I don't know. I haven't decided yet. I got about a month. Yeah, make a whole full duplex all-star node out of an old MTR-2000 and just carry it around. I'm contemplating it. I had some way to do a VHF duplex so that didn't take up the whole trunk space of a car. Or you find a UHF receiver and then you use the VHF transmitter and you make it a crossbander. I don't know if I have any UHF stuff laying around. I mean, I've got a couple XDRs that I could do it with, but I'd rather not utilize that. I have so many VHF, like CM300s or PM200s, whatever, that they're literally coming out of my ears. So it's going to be VHF. Okay. I'm going to make a phone call and see what the heck's going on over here. Thank you, Mitch. All right. I'm just getting on southbound 75, Indian River, headed for Vandertucky. Catch you in a bit. Any APX mobile.
What do you do, Ash, for Vandertucky?
Last station there, I couldn't copy. You were pretty broken. And it APX.
Broken up? This is KN2IS. Thank you. that's Vanderbilt.
Yeah, I got you most of that time. Are you on the 7-4?
Yeah, I'm on the 7-4.
Yeah, we've got some antenna issues on that tower, so it's not receiving as good as it should be right now.
Yeah, I figured that. I should be all right, though. I don't know, but I guess not. I'm pointing more towards it now. We're just in Vanderbilt here. Just made a pickup and a delivery all at the same time, and now we're heading to Sheboygan.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, you should get better as you go along then. You're doing fine now. I'm Indian River headed for Vanderbilt, so. But I'm on the 1-9.
Am I making it into this one better, the 1-9?
Yep, full quieting.
Now, we're in a big truck. This thing is mighty, mighty directional. I got a van trailer on here. It's real directional. But yeah, I'm just jumping on the 75. We gotta go to Indian River, too, but I gotta go to Sheboygan first, so. It's a lot better today, though, than it was yesterday. It was miserable yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday was not fun. I couldn't make it just about anywhere. Glad to see 75 is pretty much clear.
Yeah, it's been pretty good. I got off at Frederick and took off towards Lewiston, and then, so I didn't catch most of it. 75, the nice road, it was pretty naughty over in Lewiston still, but I'm getting back on the good road here, so. Yeah, I backed into a dock at Tube Fab out on 68, and it took them about a half an hour to unload. My tires melted right through the ice, and I was dead in the water. So, but luckily they pulled me out.
Yeah, I got lucky I didn't get stuck anywhere yesterday, but it wasn't for lack of trying, running all over the place. That's wild, just sitting like that and you get stuck. But it was one of them days for sure.
Well, it's good to hear you out here. I haven't heard you in a while. It's been a little while. I don't get in here every day, but usually I'm listening. I got a different route up here, so I'm going to be up here a little bit more than I was. I was over in Traverse mostly. So I'm thankful to be right in the center of the state. It's a lot more relaxing, so. But there are a few DOTs hanging around this part. There's not very many over by Traverse, but there's quite a few in this area. I saw some Border Patrol, too, the other day, like Gaylord, hanging out in the median, so. I don't know what they were doing, but I've never seen them down that far.
Yeah, they've been roaming around a lot more than they used to. They reached out to our central dispatch and wanted to start having our central dispatch do some dispatching for them. So they're getting hot and heavy, that's without a doubt.
I gotta get off at Levering Road, I guess is what it's called. That's not down that road.
Exit 326. I don't live on Levering Road, but that's the last road I take to get to my house. Hopefully the road commission's got it cleared by now. It was pretty sketchy this morning. Copy much on that one. That one was pretty rough.
Max. It's down there. Looks like about a mile west of Sheboygan.
What's the place called?
Steel Max. So I'm assuming it's a little steel shop.
If I'm thinking right, that's probably down in the, well, you could call it an industrial park, but it's really too small to be called that, but is it off of Riggs Drive, maybe? I don't know. I think there's something called that over that way.
Yeah, Riggs Drive, yep. Turn north on that road, it's right there.
Yep, that's where our little industrial park is, if you will. There's that place, and ambulance barn is down in there, and I think there's a couple of weed shop distribution things in there, but that's about it.
Well, it sounds pretty easy to get to. I looked it up on the map this morning about 4. So, looks like a straight shot. I don't really use a GPS a whole lot because they tend to not work very well for big trucks. I do have a truck GPS, but it still doesn't work. So, I just look at the map and then wing it. But I've never been there. A lot of these small places we don't get to every day, you know. I'll probably go there twice this year. So,
yeah, well, all right, we'll catch you on the flip side. I just wanted to holler out. I heard Drake, and I had it turned down, but I thought I heard Drake talking about APRS. So once I got done with my papers, I decided to key it up. So, not a lot of activity out here lately. Yeah, well, I haven't been around much. I've been super busy and haven't had a mobile in the work car for a while, and just picked up this radio from Drake yesterday, so gotta try her out. But yeah, if you're on your most direct route, 75 to Levering Road, and Levering Road to Riggs Drive, you'll be right there. All right, I'm around too. The wife was calling me. I gotta give her a shout back, so we'll say 73 and 8 APX.
NAAPX, KQIS. Be careful. Catch you later.
KF8ENF on DMR.
Hello, W8RTM.
Afternoon, Ron. Well, you've been on the air a lot lately.
You complaining? You want me to go away?
Depends on your attitude. How grumpy are you today?
Well, I don't know. I just left a lot of money at the vet, so I'm not real happy about that. But, you know, sun's shining. It's 45 degrees. Snow's melting. So that's all a good thing.
Hey, their kids need braces too.
I was already to Petoskey and back today. Got a couple things on my to-do list. One of them was finishing up the driveway, but it's so warm, the stuff's all melting on its own. I did enough to get us in and out, but I didn't do any of the cleanup or the touch-up or anything. Well, I don't think I'm going to.
Yeah, I braved the wind and the cold yesterday for my driveway and the neighbors. Got it down to a pretty good baseline. And, it's melting out pretty good here.
So, you know, I heard you talking to your buddy Josh about buying a similar radio so you could share code plugs. That's actually very good advice, especially for a newbie. The downside to that is that, you know, they don't really get any programming experience, code plug experience. But at least it gets them on the air quick.
Yeah, it's a two-edged sword. He's the kind of guy that will tinker with it after he gets it up and running. Has a little bit of a learning curve up front, so I think he'd appreciate it and use it the right way and probably make it better for himself.
Right. I need to make some programming changes to my XPR. I have an XPR 6350, I think. And there have been, you know, some additions and subtractions to things since I got that thing on the air, you know, many, many, many years ago. Luckily, there's nothing going on up here that requires a change in the code plug because of the strategy, the conscious decisions that some of the downstate guys made to duplicate frequencies. You know, it's like they're just reusing established pairs from, you know, that are already on the air downstate, and that saved me from having to make changes to my code plug. But, you know, the rest of the story is that there's other stuff that didn't exist back then, you know, that's come on the air. And I am, you know, SOL with that radio for that stuff. Now, I do have an 878 that is pretty easy to program with the Anytone software. The Turbo software, not so much.
Yeah, I dipped my toe in the water with the VTech radio, which is the clone of the 878, and that I don't know how the VTech software compares to the Anytone software, but that was a little bit of a challenge to wrap my head around that and get it figured out. But I think I got it there, and it's working pretty good now. I just had to get some assistance from Drake recently on getting my hotspot coordinated with some of the TGIF talk groups, including this one, to get it working, and it's been going great since. But something you mentioned the other day which kind of intrigued me was that you were thinking about getting yourself a DMR mobile. I didn't know that they made such things.
Well, sure. You just get a type accepted radio, you know. You get a Motorola Turbo XPR 4550, 5550, something like that. And you have the same programming challenges like you do with the portables. Plus, there are a number of hammy companies that are making DMR mobiles that are, you know, field programmable, don't need software. You need an understanding of how it works, but, you know, it's a field programmable radio, which would, you know, that thought kind of intrigues me, too. But, you know, you get what you pay for. And when you're used to type accepted equipment, and then you go back to using hammy stuff, you know, it's a really big difference. It's a really night and day sort of difference. So.
Yeah, I've never looked into it, which is why I didn't know it was really a thing. But makes sense. I can see some good use cases with the DMR mobile rig.
Give me just a second here to talk to the bank teller. I'll be right back. W8RPM.
KFA-ENF.
N8MGO mobile.
Good afternoon to MJO. Go ahead, W8RPM. Or not, W8RPM mobile.
Hey, MJO. Sorry, I was on the phone.
Yeah, it happens. Good afternoon. What's new in radio land?
Not too much going on. Just driving to my next location.
Yeah, I'm on the errand itinerary today. I think I've only got one more to do. I've already done the post office. I've already done the bank. I think the only one left to do is the grocery store, and that's just a quick in and out. But Bentley was here a second ago.
Yeah, this is my last call for the day, so go home and probably do about 50 other things at home.
I'm sorry, I should remember what you do. I kind of remember it being some sort of a route thing, but I've refreshed my memory. Are you on a service route or what?
Oh, I do IT for businesses, so I basically make money on people's printers not working. Hi.
Yeah, I got it. Got it. No, I understand. Are you down in Traverse or somewhere more northern central?
Live in Levering. I basically work from Petoskey to Sheboygan, Indian River, kind of that corner of the world.
Yeah, okay. Very good. Yeah, that's my kind of normal stomping ground. Like I said, I've already been to Petoskey and Harbor this morning. And, like I said, bank, post office, you know, the usual stuff. I thought about topping off the gas tank, but I'm heading downstate tomorrow, and odds are it'll probably be quite a bit cheaper down there. So I'll probably push it to the low fuel light. Bentley, you still with us, or you disappear?
No, just letting you guys get a word or two in edgewise. KFA-ENF.
All right.
Much more to say. So let me talk, Bentley.
No, about your setup, and I probably have asked you this before, but it can wait a couple go-arounds here a few more minutes.
Sounds like I stomped on you. I was just saying I don't have too much more to say, so I'll let you two go at it. So N8MJL, name here is Michael, by the way.
Is that a vanity call with initials?
November 8, Mike Juliet, Lima.
I'll take that as a yes. So Bentley, refresh my memory. And I think I have it right. You're using a hotspot, so you're coming in on DMR to your hotspot on the internet, and then that's how you're getting your connectivity to the repeater. Am I correct?
Yes, presently that's exactly what I'm doing. And then my radio is in the other room, and I can hear this conversation doubled over there.
Well, I'm going to pick on you, because if you knew how narrow you sounded compared to everybody else, you know, you'd figure something else out. And my suggestion for the something else would be an all-star hotspot, which is straight analog all the way, every day, no conversion. Because honestly, buddy, I'm old, and I admit that my ears are not, I just had a hearing test, and I passed it, but I have some mid-range and high-frequency hearing loss, and unfortunately it falls right in the human speech area. But I am struggling to pull out what you're saying. Not that your signal's bad, it's just the bandwidth is so narrow. And I'm telling you, you'd make me really happy if you went and got an all-star Pi running, because, you know, the dynamic range would, like, quadruple.
Yeah, I can concur. I do audio in the side job, and the bandwidth is definitely very narrow.
That was a double. He didn't hear any of that. Tell him again.
Back on analog, is that any better for you, Ron?
Yeah.
100% better.
It's probably the settings in the repeater. You know, it's probably in their interface, but it's, you know, I'm not picking on you, but if I sounded like that, I'd want somebody to tell me, so I'm telling them.
Yeah, you lose a lot of the high end off of the digital.
Well, not something I was aware of, but it was just really out of convenience and fun to play with that I set it up to get it to work. But that, and, you know, just being able to wander around with a small HD with a stubby antenna around the house and the grounds to be able to get in without having to use my crossband repeater.
Hey, that's why we call this a hobby. We got to try stuff out.
Yeah, the only thing you're going to need to add, though, Bentley, is a Pi. You know, if you can get a Pi configured, running Asterisk, put it on your mobile. You know, if you're instead of cross banding, I mean, you could still call it cross banding. You know, you just kind of be coming in on the Pi. But anyway, all right, I got to bail. I'm at my very last stop, but I'll be back. And thank you for the concurrence that. You know, it's not just me and my old age and my bad ears, but I got to tell you, I much prefer, Bentley, you've heard me say this before, you know, the wideband fusion is probably the best sounding out of any digital out there, followed by P25, followed by Next Den and D-Star, with DMR Turbo being on the very bottom, simply because it's only a 6.5 kilohertz 2x slot system. So, but, you know, plain old FM analog spoils you because it's, you know, 25 kc wide. All right, back in a bit. W8RPM.
N8MJL.
Yeah, and I have looked at building an All-Star node and being able to use that to get in. I did experiment a little bit with the app on my phone and got that to work. It's just, I don't know, it's kind of fun, but it's not a real great solution in my opinion. So yeah, it's something I've looked into and might build another one and another little Raspberry Pi and get the right hat on it and give it a try.
I haven't gotten into any of that yet, so I just got my first DMR last year, got it programmed up, and I think I've used digital like twice now, so
I'm not old, but I like analog.
Well, and my first good radio that I bought is an Icom, and I've been playing around with the D-Star on that a little bit too, but that seems to be limited usefulness. But I had fun building my Raspberry Pi for making my first hotspot for DMR, and D-Star, as a matter of fact, works through that as well. So I thought, yeah, maybe I'll give the All-Star a try at one of these points too. It was kind of a fun little project.
Yeah, my first radio was an Icom 5100 with D-Star. Unfortunately, nothing around here really works for me, so.
Yeah, that's what I'm running as my base is a 5100, and I'm going to buy another one and upgrade my mobile to that. I really, really like the GPS near repeater function. You can get that to work for both digital and FM repeaters, depending on what you have built into your database. So I think that's a pretty cool tool for travel, especially if you're outside of the state. And then I just bought a new HT and figured I'd stick with Icom for that too. So that should be showing up tomorrow, and I'll get to play with that this weekend.
Yeah, I heard you talking about that the other day, which sparked my interest, and now I got to figure out how to get that working. Because I've got, I think I've got 500 repeaters programmed in, something like that. Actually, no, it's over 500. So that would be good. So that way when I travel, I can just have the radio find a station for me.
Yeah, so the key to it is that your list of repeaters has to have GPS coordinates with it. So if the list that you have has those, great. If not, you can download a list out of the D-Star Info website, I think it is. And you can specify either 100% or 0% of DB repeaters. I schedule mine with a 50%, so I get a mix of both. And then that will give you a CSV file that has them all in there. You just put that on your card, and then there's a simple process to locate the nearest repeater through the radio, and it works really, really slick.
Well, that sounds like I have a weekend project. That should be fun.
Happy to give you a hand with it if you had questions. I'll be around this weekend and should be on the air. So, KF8BNF.
Sounds good. In 8 in jail.
All right. Last leg. KF8ENF.
How do I sound now? I switched over from I'm using the same radio, but instead of using DMR through my hotspot, I'm connecting analog through my crossband repeater.
You sound much better. You're intelligible, and there's highs and lows. I mean, it's like, if this is 100%, the digital was 50%, you know. It's just, for me, it's very difficult to understand the DMR speech. I mean, whole words are just like, you know. But, no, this is markedly better, sir.
Well, good to know. I didn't realize that was a thing, so glad you mentioned it. I don't know if everybody can tell the difference or if it's only certain people or just those of us that grew up listening to vinyl.
Well, I'm sure everyone can tell the difference. I'm sure it's more significant for some than others. You know, people with any sort of degraded hearing or advanced age or all of the above, but no, it's a big difference. It's, you know, it's like listening to, you know, your pocket transistor radio versus, you know, your 300 watt a channel Macintosh tube, you know. I mean, that may be a little dramatic, but the bandwidth is what makes a difference, you know. Trying to, and the compression, the error correction, you know, all of it makes a difference in the audio.
Ah, good to know. Well, I'll make note accordingly the next time I catch you on the air. Try to speak to you via analog if at all possible.
Well, you don't have to change your operating practice on my account, but I did want you to know, you know, that it was pretty tight.
Yeah, well, thanks for mentioning it and explaining it to me. I, again, didn't realize that was a thing, so if you don't know, you just keep doing it. I've only talked to a few other people, and none of them have mentioned anything to me about it, so it was interesting.
It's got to do with having the immediate standard for comparison. You know, how some of it, come on, Pete. Some of it is, you know, when some of the people on frequency are on analog and others are on digital, it's immediately obvious. Whereas if you were on a digital net or, you know, on a DMR repeater with no gateways, everybody would sound the same. So, I did transition to much. Notice the difference.
Well, yeah, and I was only, you know, hearing one side of the conversation, and that was everybody else, not myself. But, yeah, I could tell, figured you switched over to something else there. Your signal's not quite as strong, and a little scratchy in the background. But I'm going to run anyway and get back to doing some of the other things I was working on. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon, and I'll catch you another time. KF8DNF.
Are you going on this in the morning? Saturday morning?
Generally I don't, and the reason why is because I have ridden my mountain bike over all of those trails so many times. I know them like the back of my hand. And during the rest of the season, I go out and I hike those trails by myself. Typically just for a little lunch hour walk most days. So it's not really that much of a thrill for me to go out and hike them again. So I typically don't go out with the groups. But I know some people enjoy it and the social aspect of it, and I think that's great. And I appreciate that that your wife is part of that process to put those things together, because it does take some effort.
I think I've only done one or two myself, and involved a lot of them. Used to do a lot more, but constraints. But I actually think she's going to go on Saturday. I'm pretty sure she's going. So, all right. Well, we'll catch up with you. Good hearing you. W8RPM.
Yeah, let's not forget I'll be out there hiking with a chainsaw over my shoulder here probably in the next month or two. So I've got that to look forward to. Have a great afternoon, Ron. We'll catch up with you later. KF8ENF.
Hey, DMH, mobile.
Good afternoon, Mr. NADMH. Are you a guy fresh out of work heading for home?
Hey, I'm just south of Charlevoix, making my way south.
Copy that, Austin. Randy Coppin, storm chaser down in Newton, Illinois. He's chasing one right now.
Well, he's got a spinner down there?
Kinda, yeah, kinda know. They don't know for sure, but they've been chasing it for a while. They're in a tornado warning right now, so, yeah, hard to tell.
Okay, right on. Well, it's warm, and it's really humid, so that'll do it.
And the funny part is everybody's out on this, and they're all going the same way. And some people are slow, some are fast. You can't get around them. Oh, it's crazy. I mean, they're just like, oh, just...
Oh, I can imagine. Won't be too long for us, though. Probably about a month or so, and... we'll be starting looking at that stuff.
Trust me, yeah, yeah. Well, how'd it go today? Did you get everything finally done?
No, contractor didn't show up, so I just kind of checked off stuff on my list to get done, and that's about it, really.
Boy, that contractor sure milking it, isn't he?
I don't know. They just didn't tell me they weren't coming today, so... Oh, well. But it is. I worked on the body cameras, got those just about squared away. Worked on making a bunch of camera views and stuff like that. The multi-views and stuff like that, so... it was productive.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, well, it's a nice day. I even brought the sunshades today. It was pretty nice today. I think we hit almost 50.
Yeah, in Petoskey, it was about 47. Now it's a little bit cooler, so it's about 40 here, but... that's all right. It's still February, so that's not bad, I guess.
I know, and what's funny, they had to shut the bridge down again because of falling ice.
Yeah, now that does not surprise me in the slightest.
Oh, that doesn't me either. Oh,
yeah.
Are you going
to something else? Sounds like Grand Travers has got a pretty good one burning right now. It's a lot of Wexford and A lot of Wexford units over there.
Yeah, it's out on Zool Road, so yeah. Well, do you have to go up tomorrow, or are you sticking around Traverse?
It looks like I'm slated to go up there today, or tomorrow, so I would imagine probably.
Man, the amount of miles you're putting on that poor car, they're going to have to buy you a brand new one. The boss will say, here's the check, go get yourself a vehicle. You'll be like, thank you.
Yeah, right. Well, we'll see. This thing's not quite the 100 thou yet. I'm almost there. Funny thing is I started with this thing at 70.
Oh, I believe it, buddy. I believe it. Yeah. No, otherwise, not much going on today. It's pretty quiet. So that's about all. You know, I'm just watching this and today. So I'm going to let you go so you get back to the tunes, and we'll catch you later. NADMH, CCADSU, 73.
Yep, catch you later, Toby. NADMH Mobile.
KOP Mobile.
But why?
Well, I'm trying to get back to the shop before I lose all my coolant.
Ah.
Is it warm over there? We got 40 here.
37 on the shores of the Isabel River.
Hey, that's not bad.
What repeater are you on? The audio is hot as heck on it.
It's just this radio. I'm on the remote receiver for my machine.
Ah, okay. Yeah, we're full of coolant hose, the HVAC hose. It's got a steady drip to it, so I had to go get a new hose from the parts store.
Right on. Yep. Well, I didn't leave Emmett Jail until about 4, so I'm not probably going to be back in Traverse until a little closer to 6. So, tell you what, today is a whole heck of a lot better than yesterday.
Yeah, I hear you there. What server you got running up at Munson right now for, what's the word I'm looking for? Running your Windows stuff and your emulation.
What server do I have? Like the hardware?
Yeah. Yeah, the server hardware.
Right now, it's on a ZQMini, but it's got a 12-core Xeon in it. That's not the end-all, be-all machine that's going to be there. It's just what I could put up there that didn't have a dying drive.
Oh, okay. Well, I have a bunch of brand-new servers coming off the line here shortly, so let you know when they're available. brand new Dell EMC servers.
Oh, I'm interested.
They are, what do you call it? We were using them for radio servers.
That'd be good. Is it a single or a dual CPU?
Quad.
How many cores per?
I believe they're quad core per CPU.
Ooh, that would be a good VM box.
They're like $30,000 a piece servers.
Oh yeah, I believe it. Well, cool. You need a space for it, and you need a solid internet connection. I know of a place.
Well, I got three internet connections into it right now, so. And it's got some DC plant with got 200 gallon diesel generator hooked to it, so. All right, I'm back at the shop. We'll talk to you later, and then QP.
Catch you later. Thank you, Mitch. KF8, BNS. Hey, good afternoon, Drake. How are you today? Great. It's sunny and sort of warm. Not a bad combo. Yeah, I'll take it, brother. This has been a nice day. Yeah, it's a lot better than yesterday. And I might, some buddies of mine are thinking about going downtown, so I might do that. I'm not far from home, which is a good thing. Yeah, man, well, you should, and hang with your friends, and have a good time. Right. If only it was another 10 degrees warmer. Hey man, take what you can get. It's going to be 20 degrees colder tomorrow. Oh. I could have done without that factoid. Hey, I'm just trying to help you appreciate what you got at the moment. Oh, I see. Okay. Well, I'm hoping that my solar mesh Tastic node charged up today. I stuck it over at the hospital. And when I put it up there yesterday, or not yesterday, but the day before, it was at about 1% battery. Had to go back up there the next day to do some things with the scanner system and noticed it was entirely dead, so I plugged it in, charged it for about an hour, and I only brought it up to 8% because it's got some big 18650 batteries in it, and, well, the sun's been out pretty much all day, so I'm hoping it's at least at 20 and maybe 30%. You know, I played around with one of those damn things and, just thought that the performance was abysmal. I've got a buddy of mine that lives across the bay. He's an IT guy, and he had one. He works for Boeing USA and was able to get permission to put a node up on top of the Heather chairlift, and we thought we would get really good coverage. And there were a couple of other nodes in the area, but we just could not get that thing to work very well. And I actually had mine hooked up to a solar panel in my bay window, and it was doing great, kept up on the charge, but just could not find in our area anyway with the lack of users. And I thought maybe even in the summer it would get a little bit better, but the coverage just sucks so bad, and not usable in our area.
Interesting. Well, it depends on what kind of antennas you guys got on there, because if you guys just have the little whips, that's not going to get you out real well. The node that I put up at the hospital's got a nice big antenna on it, and it's reaching all the way across town. Gain is a huge factor. So the antenna I've got on my vehicle tracker is, actually it's a 7800 megahertz antenna, but it's close enough to 900 that it works okay, and that reaches right across town too, so. Gain is your friend with that system, especially at 900 megs.
Yeah, I never went so far as to buy an aftermarket antenna, but I did drive the thing around in my car quite a bit just to try to see if I could get any improved service. And again, I think the issue is that there were only a few nodes in this area for overlapping coverage, so it just didn't work well enough for me to be interested in it anymore.
Yeah, that's fair. I noticed, I think there's quite a few up that way. They're all in town. They're all, like, basically along 31 and a little bit along 119, and there's not a whole lot else.
Yeah, so there, I live over by the Harbor Springs Airport, so with my node, and there was one in Harbor Springs in the city. There was another one kind of in between, and then there's, like you said, a cluster of them in Petoskey where my friend was, and we were hoping that with the node on top of Boyne Highlands that would kind of tie everything together. And if you look at the coverage map, it says that it should, but it really didn't.
Well, did he have a high gain antenna hooked up to it, or was it just a little whip?
I think he put a real antenna on that one.
Was it set up as a client or a router? Because that also makes a difference. A client isn't always going to forward traffic, but the router will.
Yeah, he was experimenting with a bunch of that, and I think our issue was that there were too many hops in between to reliably get a message transferred over. So, like I said, he was tweaking it a little bit, and I'm like, dude, I'm over it. I'm done. I got my ham license. I'm going to play with that.
Yeah, I understood there. Yeah, it definitely helps to have infrastructure, but the only way to get more infrastructure is if people get more.
Man, I'm tired of building it and waiting for them to come. Somebody else needs to build it, and I'll think about it.
I talked to Adam about it, and I don't know what we haven't really formed a plan, but I'd like to do something with it. Maybe put them at the towers or something.
Well, I could fire my unit back up if that's something that you guys decide to advance, so just let me know. I'd be one of your local beta testers.
All right, on. I'll let you know. My personal goal would be to see if we could get a message from Petoskey to Travers. I don't think it'll happen, but, I mean, if we had a node all the way up at the top of A Tower in Petoskey, it probably might make it to the Munson one.
Yeah, that'd be a real stretch.
If there's a will, there's a way, man. When you got enough gain, 800, 900 meg can go pretty far as long as there's no obstructions.
Well, if you wanted to talk to my buddy Ryan about that and what his configuration is up at the top of Boyne Highlands, again, you know, in the area, that's a pretty tall reach. And if there's something else that he might not have considered in his setup, like a specific antenna or something like that, I'd be happy to put you guys in touch, and we could even experiment with that setup that he has there.
Right on. Yeah, that sounds good. I'll let you know what I plan on doing, so. Alright, sir, I'm not too far from home, so I'm going to put the mic down and focus on driving because it is, it's crazy time. Usually I get home a little earlier, a little later than this, and not during rush hour. So I'm going to focus on not dying. KCMH Mobile.
Right on, man. Have a great evening. KFA, Ian.
KCVSU.
KF8FTE. Ah, good evening, my friend. How are you?
Not too bad. Busy day. I'm done with it. I'm glad it's over. And one more day till the weekend. But then I get to go back to the shop and just do a whole bunch of new stuff with a new router and everything else, so that'll be fun.
Is that a tonight project?
No, I'll probably go on Saturday. I'm going to, the router I have has kind of been intermittently, like my system will work and the internet's working. It's just, it communicates to the other, it's the host computer, and even with this new laptop and stuff I have, it's still kind of glitchy, and I've had some issues with it in the past. It's just time to upgrade because I'm sick and tired of it freezing up and just not working because it's at the worst possible time when it happens.
Well, at least you can see a path forward. That's a positive sign.
And I didn't do tack work today because we had too much going on and stuff. I forgot to bring the engine stand from home, and we got the engine there now, and I mean, it was just one thing after another, and I'm like, oh my God. So I'm like, I'm not going to be able to do this today. And it's really, honestly, it's not like I'm going to open a bunch of new cases up and leave a mess, you know, so what's the point, you know? I mean, I'm not going to make somebody else's life more difficult just because it's my last 2 days there.
Oh, I thought you were already done with it.
Nope, that's tomorrow, last day.
They give you a cake and everything?
I don't even get a t-shirt with my name on it, man.
Yeah, at least I can get you one that's got your call sign on it.
Yeah, or a ball cap. Ball cap probably be better. The older I get, I tend to wear them more often.
That's just because we try and hide the loss of hair.
I think in my case, it's because I let it go too long, and I need a haircut, so I need something to cover it up with. And, you know, summer season's not knit hat season, so I can't cover it up with one of those.
Well, if you need a knit hat, I know a guy, or a gal, actually.
Would this individual be related to you?
Why, yes. Yes, she is.
She does seem to have a variety of talents. That's good, though, in living a somewhat simple life like that. I wish I could go back and start over and do things much more simple and understand those things a little better and learn a little more because, yeah, I mean, I have books and everything now, but I feel like if I had 20 years, I would do it differently.
I think we all fall into the old hindsight's 2020 aspect.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. So last night, while I was working on transferring things over to my new laptop, I happened to see a episode of Deep Space Nine where they played baseball.
Yeah, where they played against the Vulcan team?
Yes, and I had to laugh because there's not a lot of humor that surrounds Worf. I chuckled more than once. But this was just blatantly outright when Nog didn't know what to do because the Vulcan didn't touch home plate. And he said, what do I do? What do I do? And they panned just really fast over to Worf, and he says, hunt him down and kill him.
Well, that would put a whole new twist on baseball, wouldn't it?
It would, and it made me chuckle. I went back and watched that scene one more time because it was that funny.
I might start watching more baseball if that were the case.
You know, I don't know if the writers intended it to be that funny, but in the middle of he's angry all the time because of Jadzia and everything else, and then all of a sudden, poof, here's some just blatant humor. I mean, threw me for a loop a little bit.
Yeah, it's realism, though, when we're going through a time of loss. We all need that kind of time to let our hair down, so to speak.
If we have hair, because some of us just cover it up with a hat, remember?
Hair.
So I think I'm going to go on and shop for my antenna mount for the truck so that I can have rock both radios in there. But I still am not sure. I'm thinking about putting that little one like on the right side of the center console because there is enough room there where like it won't get bumped and the speaker's on the top so it's pointing out. I don't know. I kind of want it on top of the dash, but the way that dash is shaped, there's almost nowhere to really put it unless it's right in your line of sight. I like the old trucks, flat dash. Easy to find a spot.
You just cut the center console and put it right in there.
Whoa, I don't know if I want to go do any cutting on that thing.
Is that a lease?
No, it's mine. That's why I don't want to do that.
Oh, that's all good to do it then. Nobody's going to dock you for it.
Well, and I think, too, before I get too carried away, because I want to get the radio in there, but to do that, you know, and put the antenna, because I can't throw a mag mount up there because it's aluminum, I want to play around a little bit even before I order that mount because that's over $500 for that mount. So I want to make sure it works great for the GMRF. But, you know, I don't know how well it's going to work for the 2 meter and stuff. I'm sure it's going to be different. So I kind of want to play around with that. I don't really want to put a hole in the top, but I guess if I had to, I wouldn't be opposed to doing it. I just got to make sure I've got a good antenna and I know that it's going to work and it's going to be a solid setup like I have now with my GMRS because I need it to work if I'm punching holes in my $60,000 pickup.
I think if you were to punch a hole in the roof and put an NMO mount up there, I do not think you would regret that. I think that would be a good mount. It's easy to change antennas. You know, you don't have to worry about running cable or anything for an antenna. You can just screw it on there. It's super easy. It's easy enough to take off if you're going to go through a car wash or something, and you can get weather-tight caps for it. I personally think that's a good way to go. But you got to be willing to put a hole in your truck.
KCAZSU.
Go ahead, KC8SU.
you know, if you've got your ham license, just get yourself a Tumir 440. It'll work on GMRS as well. Also, if you don't want to drill, there's a type of thing you can put on the third light that you could mount your antennas to, and you wouldn't have to do any drilling into the vehicle. They're on that third light up top. I forget what they're called, but I know a few people that have done that, and it makes it easier than trying to drill into your vehicle. I think it just mounts with a couple of screws, and your third light will still be usable, and the back light there for the bag.
Yeah, I bought that for my GMRS setup. That's what I have. It's got the NMO built into it. Comes with a cable for the hookup to your radio, and it was from Bulletproof Diesel was the company. They're the only ones that made it that I could find. It literally screws right in, seals up. You can't even tell it's there. It just looks like your antenna's supposed to be on there. They make a dual mount one. It's a little pricey, but yeah, I mean, I gotta play around with it and see what I want to do. If I have to put a hole in, I don't mind. I'm concerned more about location on the roof line too, because I know moving it around can change how well it works, where it's located. And the problem is I can't put a mag mount up there to do that and see how it's going to work, because it won't stick to aluminum. Unless somebody has an aluminum magnet, that would be fantastic.
Right, right. I understand that. But, no, I've seen some people using those. You know, I know some people have them long enough where they can put, like, a little light bar, like some of these municipalities do that. You know, I mean, just another idea, if you could throw a hole in the other side, you could mount a 2-meter 440 right on the other side of it, too. Just another idea to give you a hand there. KCAVSU, or down by Kuwait.
Yeah, I appreciate the input. I had the GMRS, now I'm moving into the ham stuff, so I got to start buying and doing things. So I just want to make sure I do it right so it works well for me. So, yeah, I appreciate it, though.
Yeah, I just use a 2-meter 440 for GMRS, 2-meter, and 440. I've not had a problem with it. I actually have a 2-meter 440 antenna, and it works good on GMRS for me as well. So, yeah, that way you can just have that and stuff. I've converted both my ham radios over to where I can do GMRS on them as well.
Yeah, KGAT. Yeah, Josh, that I echo what he's saying there too, because that's the antenna I run. I run a 2-meter, 70-centimeter antenna on there, and I mean it works just fine for GMRS. You know, talking long enough to where it's not going to heat anything up, so. I think that'd be your way to go. Then you only have to have one antenna. And as far as finding the right spot for it, if you were going to drill, what I did is I used the V&A and just put the antenna I was going to use on a mag mount up there, and then just set it on the roof, and then moved it around and checked my SWR and everything and found the best spot on the roof for it, and then drilled my hole through there and mounted it there, and that seems to have worked swimmingly.
Yeah, I'll have to play with it when I get some time. I think once I get through this week, starting into next week, I'm gonna have to reacclimate to just the business as it was before and get back in my headspace, because there's been a little bit of anxiety, so it's taking me a little longer to get around to some things I want to, but yeah, I think after next week, I think I'll be back in the right headspace to be able to focus and do that, and I don't have a problem spending money, I can tell you that, because I love the radio stuff, and I'm going to spend money to do it.
Well, if you decide you want to try moving something around on the roof and seeing where your SWR is. I can bring that VNA over and we can check that out. That's pretty simple to do.
KF8FDE. Yeah, I think, well, we had talked about having a little get-together, too. I had mentioned it, I guess. You know, my garage is getting pretty cleaned up, so if you guys, one Saturday or Sunday or something, you want to come over, get Bentley and whoever, Erickson, if he's available, we'll get some pizza, whatever, do radio stuff, whatever. We can just relax. I've got heat in here, so it's nice and comfy. Oh, and there's a couch with two recliners as well, so, I mean, you can watch TV if you want. I got it all.
Yeah, man, pick a date and get hold of everybody. That sounds like a good time.
Yeah, I think I will. I'm going to, like I say, we'll take it back into the normalcy again, if you will, of business as it was prior to all this fun stuff happening. I can get back into a steady rhythm again because this has really thrown me off mentally. I don't know about emotionally, but it's definitely, it kind of twists you up a little bit trying to go back and forth and making the choice to do one or the other, which was not easy, because there's risk either way. But you just gotta roll the dice sometimes and hope you're right. It's life. We learn every day, so that's what I'm doing.
Yep, for sure. Hey, so the other gentleman that was out there, if I could get your call sign again, I didn't write it down the first time. All right, well, all righty then. Well, my friend, I think I'll probably let you go. I think I'm about ready to head in and retire for the evening. But good talking to you. We'll free up the repeater here too. Don't want to tie it up too much. But you have a great evening. Get some relaxing in. Get that headspace working around. And we'll talk to you again later. I'll be on a little bit later tomorrow night. Tomorrow night's go visit mom night, so it'll be a little bit later. But I will be on. K8GAT.
All right. No, I think I'm just gonna sit out here and relax with my cup of water, watch some Star Trek, and do nothing because I've worked every night out here on my computer stuff trying to get everything organized, and it's time for me to just relax for a few days. So I'm gonna do that, and I will talk to you down the airways. And if you're out there tomorrow, I will be monitoring all of them. So. And I'm probably going to spend most of the night tomorrow night out here because I still need to finish cleaning. So I'll get around to it eventually. I will talk to you down the airways. KF8FTE.